Lou Manfredini, I don't know if you were watching the game, but a thrilling win. Go USA.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I was working, but I was following it, and what an exciting win. Those are two powerhouses right there. I mean, I think women's ice hockey is so fun to watch. It's unbelievable how talented those athletes are.
Yeah, I'm just thrilled that we live in a country where, you know, Title IX was the letter of the law going back to the 70s. I'm just reminded, my mom always tells me, she was in high school a little before Title IX, of just how little opportunities there were, and so glad that people had the foresight to bring women's sports to the preeminent stage, and you're seeing that play out now across the United States and Canada and some of these other countries where they've gotten ahead of the game on that. And the sports are so competitive. I digress, Lou. I just am excited about it. So,
no, I agree. No, I think it's. I agree. I think it's awesome. We have two daughters, and I've watched them throughout grade school and high school. Play all kinds of sports, and many of our daughters' friends went on to play Division I college sports, and so it's amazing. And some of those. Young women are now coaching in the professional sports as well, so it's really cool.
That's great. 630, they want me to ask you, we have a driveway professionally poured in September. 2 weeks ago, not even 5 months after it being installed, we noticed a crack running across one of its sections. The company stated they will fix this crack. How do they do that? Does it indicate a poor quality product or installation, or what do you know?
No, there's three things, John, that I know in life is that we always have to pay taxes. Someday we're going to die, and if it's made of concrete, it's going to crack. So, I mean, that's like the three things for sure. It's not necessarily a bad pour. If it's a small hairline crack, it does occur. They'll probably end up coming and doing a little bit of what they call a V-groove. They'll actually make the crack a little bit bigger. And then they'll patch it with some type of Portland cement. It won't look perfect, but it'll be better than ice and snow and water getting in there and making it worse.
Yeah. 630, can you ask Lou why the water in my washing machine smells almost sewerish when I'm doing laundry? Any thoughts?
Okay, a couple thoughts. If it goes into a Guy Gray box, which is a box in the wall, there could be an issue with the trap there, and you're getting an odor coming back through. Even though you think it's the water, it's the drain pipe. If you have a washing machine that has a pan, meaning that it's like in a closet or on a second floor where there's a floor drain, it could be that floor drain, the water is evaporated, and you need to fill water into that drain, which is why you could be thinking the smell is coming from the water when it's actually coming from the drain in the floor.
Interesting. So like how we have the little loop-de-loops in the pipe to stop the smell out, there's devices or ways to do that for the laundry machine, and if those aren't working properly. I know loop-de-loop in the pipe is a real technical term, Lou.
I think that's the new phrase of phase, loop-de-loop. I like that.
The bend, the S-curve, I don't know. Okay, so check
those
two things.
Right, right, right. It's called a trap. It's called a
trap. Yeah, it's called a loop-de-loop for me. This is what you get if I ever fill in for you on your show, Lou. Don't ever listen back to those shows. That's what you get when me and Wendy fill in for you. Let's go to Wendy knows more than I do, I'll tell you that. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy's got a question for Lou. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, Lou. I think I have either moles or holes in my yard. Looks like there's little skinny tunnels. Not tunnels, but like little streams. And I want to know how to get rid of those.
Moles or voles? Is it the same solution for each, Lou, or different?
Yeah, there's a couple of options. I'm just going to offer you the options, and you can decide what you want to do. There are ways to poison the little guys, and there's a company called Sweeney's Poison Peanuts, and it comes in a little cone that you press into those where you see those little ridges, those little tunnels, and they will eat that and eventually expire. They're very difficult to eliminate. They also, you want to tamp down all those little veins that you see going through there to make it less desirable for them to come back. And the other way to do that is there's a repellent called a sonic spike, which can be effective. It's not 100%, but there's no poisoning involved. It's a battery-operated or solar-operated device. Looks like a spike. You put a hole in the ground. You put this in the ground. It makes a chattering sound like a rodent in distress. They get freaked out by it. You really don't hear it because it's in the ground, but it has a radius of about 30 feet, and if you put several of those, it should repel them from your property and keep them from coming back.
And it just does it in a humane way.
There's no poisoning involved. It's just like, I don't like that sound. Somebody's screaming, and I don't want to go there.
Yeah, that's how they get me out of places too, Lou. I just that's an effective technique. By the way, that's the
loop-de-loop guy. That's the loop-de-loop guy.
By the way, I'm also like now trying to research the difference between moles and voles, and that's a topic I didn't think I was going to get to today. Anything you want to plug for Saturday, my friend?
You know, we're going to talk about roofing, and in particular, some new technology in roofing, in particular for commercial buildings. That if people have two flats, three flats with big flat roofs, there's some technology out there that could save you a ton of money. I'm not a huge fan of re-roofing, but this product might offer you a great way to save money. And with insurance companies clamping down on, like, oh, your roof's, you know, 30 years old, we're not going to insure it. This is a way to keep everybody happy.
All right. We'll be listening, my friend. Thanks as always.
Yeah, bud.
That's Mr. Fix It, Lou Manfredini. You hear him here on Thursdays right around this time, so get those questions in.